While many voters would say they cast their ballots on the basis of where the candidates stand on key issues, some of them are swayed by a candidate's color or ethnicity or other factors. And that's called identity politics.
Identity politics is when someone casts a vote for a person because of their race, their gender, or their ethnicity, something they can identify with themselves and want to see in a candidate.
Mark Rome of Georgetown University in Washington. He and other analysts say that before the 2008 South Carolina primary, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton had some support from African-American voters. Then her husband, former President Bill Clinton, compared then-Senator Barack Obama's bid to that of another earlier black candidate.
Jesse Jackson won South Carolina twice in 84 and 88, and he ran a good campaign, and Senator Obama's run a good campaign.
Analysts say that remark polarized black voters because it was seen as diminishing. That sent them overwhelmingly into Obama's camp. And in 2012, that support is expected to be equally strong. While race and ethnicity are traditional elements of identity politics, the term encompasses far more. Religion has been an identity factor in America since the early days of the country. Roman Catholicism was an issue for 1928 Democratic presidential candidate Al Smith and 1960 Democratic candidate John F. Kennedy. In 2008 and again in 2012, the Mormon faith of Republican candidate Mitt Romney has been polarizing to some voters. There is also ideology, as noted by Rothenberg Political Report's Nathan Gonzalez.
I think when it comes to the Republican Party, the biggest identity politics identifier is conservative. Who is conservative? Who is the most conservative? Who is the purest conservative?
But who's the true conservative you can really trust? Rick Santorum. He's fought for conservative values his whole life.
Newt Gingrich. In uncertain times, we need a leader whose commitment to conservative values has been tested.
While Washington gives us politics, Texas delivers results. Conservative leadership, Rick Perry.
There is an honest conservative challenging the Washington establishment. And she's not Rick Perry.
To one political scientist, identity politics will continue so long as people are regarded and treated according to their skin color and other involuntary factors. Daryl Harris of Howard University.
There's no such thing as being in a post-racial era unless we can get rid of the inequalities, inequities that we see in American society along the lines of race, ethnicity, and gender.
Identity politics is not an exclusively American phenomenon. It influences political decisions in countries worldwide, in some places such as the former Yugoslavia, Rwanda, and Sudan, to the point of bloodshed. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.